to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working to improve our financial and really every aspect of life has an IQ. But we focus a lot on the financial side of it because as a consultant for the last 30 years, it's really the number one problem. And it leads to problems in the other parts of a balanced life. Making money dominates the average person's life. They're literally spending 40, 50, 60 hours a week just to pay the bills, let alone have money for travel or romance or fun. And people get unbalanced because they think they should spend even more time working on money. And that takes time away from the family, the romantic relationships, takes time away from fitness, takes time away from their charities or church, and they get unbalanced. So the reason I spend so much time on money, even though I'm a time-sensitive guy, not a money-sensitive guy, is because that's where the lack of balance in people's lives predominantly comes from. But be aware, when I talk about financial IQ, there's intellectual IQ, there's financial IQ, there's sexual IQ, there's fitness IQ. Every part of life requires you to study it, to excel at it. It's people who just kind of go through life and they just trial and error their way through life and they don't read nonfiction books really suffer as a result. And the statistic is that 70%, think about that for a minute, 70% of Americans don't read a nonfiction book after high school or college. Think about this with me. Does your memory get better or worse as you get older? It gets worse. So does it make sense when I say that people in their 50s and 60s are dumber than they were at 22? Because they've forgotten a lot of what they learned in high school and college. It's just a fact. And they haven't read any nonfiction books to study or make themselves better. So they're dumber at 55 and 60. And I see it all the time. I sit down and I'm consulting people in their 50s and 60s. And their financial IQ is low. Their romance, sexual IQ is low. Their energy levels are low. That was referring to fitness IQ. Everything's low. And they wonder why they're out of balance. You've got to constantly be reading, studying, and so on just to keep up. And it's also to slow the processes of dementia and Alzheimer's. Exercise does that as well. Okay, the first subject that I want to address, we started to address Thursday and we had technical problems and I had to play a repeat. My producer covered me both Thursday and Friday. I don't know what was wrong because it's all working fine today. But I want to talk about diversification. And the reason I kind of feel bad about it right now is because there was an ad on right before my show promoting diversification. And I couldn't disagree more with the whole concept of diversification as the average person uses it. But if you use diversification the way billionaires use it, it makes sense. See, the poor and the middle class have this belief, and I bet every one of you can finish it. Don't put all your eggs what? In one basket. Every one of you could finish it, guaranteed. But how many of you know what Andrew Carnegie, a billionaire, said about diversification over 120, 30 years ago? What did he say? Very few of you can answer that. You don't know the billionaire belief, but you know the poor and middle class belief. With poor and middle class beliefs, what type of results will you get from your life? Poor and middle class. What Andrew Carnegie said was, put all your eggs in one basket and spend your entire life making sure nobody kicks over your basket. Isn't it funny? Everybody knew the poor and middle class belief, and less than 3% of you, as a rule, because I've done this in front of 300 people, I've done it in front of 3,000 people, and it was less than 3% of the people in the audience knew the answer. You've got to read nonfiction books. That's all I can tell you. Everybody's running around brought up by poor and middle-class parents, taught by poor and middle-class teachers, taught by poor and middle-class professors in college, and they don't understand why they're still poor and middle-class. How could those people possibly do anything but keep you in the middle class? Because if they knew how to get rich, they'd be rich. And there's a few exceptions here, but how many of you had multimillionaire entrepreneurs for parents? How many of you had multimillionaire entrepreneurs for teachers in high school? Nobody? How many of you had multimillionaire entrepreneurs as professors in college? A few. See, they're just passing on poor middle class beliefs, and everybody's staying poor middle class. So let's talk about diversification. It is a excuse or a tool. Am I saying, I wonder if this word's right, to mitigate ignorance. See, the reason people want you diversified is because they don't know what works. So they say, put a little of your money in 10 different places and hopefully one of them will work. That's literally their strategy. Hopefully. I'm not a big fan of running your financial life on hope. Now, I love hope in all other aspects of life. When you're hopeful for a great day, you're hopeful for your children's love, and you're grateful. So I'm not against hope. I'm against hope financially wise. Is that right? I got some bad grammar. When we come back, we'll talk about exactly why diversification is just there to mitigate ignorance. It's not there to build wealth. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, The Voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel, romance, and much more. More time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open. Please feel free to join in. Do not worry about the subject matter I'm discussing. If you've got a question about building wealth for yourself and your family with real estate, or maybe a question about the management of your current real estate, or what you should do next, transitioning from single family to commercial or apartments, give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or you can email me, and I'll answer it live on the air. If I don't get to you, I'll email you right after the show. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And right now we're hacking away at diversification and why it's really just to mitigate ignorance. It's not to build wealth. See, you have to first understand that the financial planners that are out there running around telling you to be diversified are doing so to cover their rear end, because they know that they don't know the right stocks to pick. So, or mutual funds or whatever. So what they do is they spread your money out in the hope that, let's say you're in 10 different ones, that four of them will make you money, one of them will break even, and four of them will lose you money. And only four will lose. That's their big hope. Oh, Lord, please, only four of them lose money. And then that way, you're at least breaking even. It's not to build wealth. Because if your stockbroker knew, your financial planner, stockbroker, whatever, knew 100% which one was going to make you money, what would he tell you to do? Put all your money in that one. But because they don't know, they tell you to spread it around. Spread it around. I know I'm going to make money in my real estate deals. I've been doing it for 30 years. I've invested in 4,000 apartment units, hundreds of single family homes, never lost money. I know. Why would I put my money in gold or silver or stocks or mutual funds? You'd think I was stupid. But that's what you're doing if you're diversified. Or it's worse than that, you don't know any way to make money, so you're diversified just to mitigate that ignorance. So if you go look at successful people and you study them, which everyone should do, I have no idea why everyone doesn't do it. I mean, how are you going to learn to be successful if you don't study successful people? That's just amazing to me. I don't know if that's arrogance, stupidity, or what combination, laziness. You have to study successful people to be successful. When I studied, and I still study successful people, but when I was heavy, heavy into it, and I was reading autobiography after autobiography, I noticed very quickly they were all good at one thing. They weren't good at 10 different things. They weren't good at 5 different things. They were great at one thing. Michael Jordan. Bono. Mick Jagger. You look at, this one's a fun one because this is a big misconception about diversification. Fertitta. Billionaire. People will say, well, he's diversified. He's got theme parks. He's got restaurants. He's got casinos. So he's diversified. No, he's not. What are all those things? Entertainment. He's an entertainment mogul. He's not diversified the way you are. He's diversified the way he should be. One specialty that he's great at. See, diversified people, the wrong way of being diversified that we've discussed is where people try to be good at 4 or 5 different things. They got a restaurant. They're starting multi-level marketing. They're starting this and that. And then I see it inside real estate too, where I'm doing mobile home park over here, and then I'm doing notes over here, and I'm doing this. What's the problem? They're great at none of them. They're good at each of them. That's not going to get you wealthy. It is laser focus that gets you wealthy. Simply put, your brain is the basket. And you only have one basket. And it's when people try to have four different baskets, they're dividing their brain up and their power is being distributed, brain power is being distributed between these four or five different areas. How could they possibly be great? This reminds me of Schwarzenegger's point that he hates Plan B. Hates it. And the reason he hates it is people who have a Plan B have a tendency to fail. They spend or waste energy, time, brain power on Plan B when they should be committed and focused and laser driven towards Plan A. Plan B takes energy from your Plan B takes energy and brain power away from Plan A. So you never get great at Plan A. Forcing you to move to what? Plan B. And then I could do a whole show on this. It amazes me how people's Plan B generally has nothing to do with Plan A. I spoke with a young, sharp kid. He said, yeah, I love water sports. I'm moving to Florida. I'm going to work at a water sports facility. But I got my AC license just in case. Plan B. What in the world does an AC license have to do with his passion for water sports? There's his dream, and his Plan B is to be an AC guy? Now, this is a massive A-type personality. You can answer this. What, being an AC guy is going to bore him to tears. He'll sleep for 9-10 hours a day because he hates his life. That was the worst Plan B I've possibly ever heard. See, when I had a Plan B, this was before I realized how bad having a Plan B was. My Plan A was to buy apartment complexes. Well, I discovered that you need a lot of money and perfect credit to do that. I said, oop, I'll go to Plan B. I'll buy single-family rent houses. Do you see how those are similar, though? It's still real estate. I even had a Plan C. If I can't buy rental houses, I'll flip single-family houses. I even had a Plan D. If I can't flip single-family houses, I'll wholesale single-family houses. And Plan D worked. But then I moved to C. Then when I got good at that, I moved to Plan B and eventually to Plan A, owning apartment complexes. So I can understand having Plan A, B, C, and D if they all lead to the same point. But when your Plan B goes from A-type passionate about water sports personality to an AC guy, that's your Plan B? Out of your mind. No, any Plan B has to end in the same spot as Plan A, or it's giving up. See, having AC as your backup, if your passion is water sports, is giving up. It's not a Plan B. It's giving up. Okay, like I said, we could spend a lot of time on that, but I hope I get that point across. So back to diversification. You can really handle two, maybe three things. Your brain can handle two, maybe three things. I don't know anybody who does three things, but I just figure there's somebody out there smarter than me who can do three things. Me, I can do two. Teach and own real estate. That's it. And what do I teach? Real estate. So really, both those eggs are in the same basket. Key point before we go to break. Did Andrew Carnegie say put your egg in one basket? He did not. He said put your eggs in one basket. He used steel mills. We use groups of single family houses, apartment complexes. But your brain is the basket, and it has to be powerfully laser focused on that endeavor, whatever it is. Okay. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You can call me at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, The Voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
The poor and middle class are taught to depend solely on a job for their income. If your only source of income is a job, you're in the highest risk category in America. This J-O-B strategy, just over broke, keeps people poor and middle class. The rich teach their children differently. They teach them to build a second stream of income, almost always with real estate. If you would like to learn how to do this, attend our free two-hour sample class. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Remember, you can always find us online at GetTotalWealth.com. Those of you who are interested in learning how to build a second stream of income with real estate and leading a more balanced, happy, and joyful life, please attend our free sample class where we explain exactly how our families are building these second streams of income to offset our earned income or our job. I do want to make it clear that most of the members keep their jobs. Some of them change jobs, but most people, even when their passive income meets and exceeds their wants and needs, they still want to do something with their lives. The big misconception that's out there, and there's companies that talk about it, retirement, 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 like that's the goal. No, financial independence is the goal. Retirement sucks. It is boring. You know, you think you're going to fish every day for the next 40 years? You're not. You think you're going to play golf? You're not. You think you're going to sip Mai Tais under a palm tree for 40 years? No, you're not. After about 6 months, you're going to go, why am I even here? And probably go back and find a job that you love because you don't have to do it for money anymore. You find a job you love because you got enough income coming in from your real estate. Now you can work at a job you love instead of forcing yourself to take the highest paying job with the best benefits and all that garbage. So anyway, if you'd like to attend that free sample class, go to GetTotalWealth.com, GetTotalWealth.com, and it's in the upper right-hand corner. The next one is coming up this Thursday evening from 6:30 to 8. Thursday evening, 6:30 to 8, we're at Kirkwood and I-10. Kirkwood and I-10, right next to Beltway 8. Let's address a couple of emails here, email questions while we got Tom. The first one is interesting because I have to be respectful, but this is one of those tough love answers, Vince. You bought a property in a rough area of town, and you probably bought it because it was 50 or 60 grand. And, you know, in your brain, you thought, well, that's cheap. I can afford that. And now you're sitting in a situation where because of pit bulls running around, because of robberies, your tenant wants you to put a chain link fence around the front yard. Vince, where did you get the idea that was a good place to invest? Do you see property values going up in that area? Probably not. Do you see rents going up in that area? Probably not. So this was a really bad decision. And it's based on this rule. If you have to carry a gun to pick up your rent, you may have made a money decision and not a lifestyle decision. You chose, oh, it's going to profit $400 a month, great rate of return, I'm going to do it. But you're carrying a gun to pick up your rent. You could get shot. Bad idea. That was a greed decision, money decision only. You cannot tell me, Vince, that you walked into that property and went, wow, this property is going to improve my quality of lifestyle. I just wouldn't believe it. Sell that stinking property today. Get your money out. Go take a course like mine, if not mine, somebody's, Vince, on real estate investing so you do it right next time. The key to it, though, do not get discouraged. No matter how harsh what I said was, don't get discouraged. Building wealth with real estate works, but you have to know what you're doing. This was, Vince, it's worse than a beginner's mistake. It's a greed mistake. Forgive yourself for it. Sell this property. Get that money back out of that deal and go buy a house like we buy, where you don't have to carry a gun to collect your rent. And again, don't get discouraged, Vince. This is what happens to people who don't take a course on real estate investing before they invest. They get slaughtered. It's pretty standard in the industry. So don't worry about it. Just make sure you get that thing sold. Get out of that situation as quickly as possible. No, I wouldn't put a fence up. I'd sell the doggone thing and get out of that area. Okay, phone lines are open. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Let's go to the next email. This is from Lau, and it's a question about home warranties. Should you renew or run from it? When I get this question, it's usually because you went through a year with a home warranty and never had to use it. So you don't really see the value for it because you didn't have to use it. If you had used it a couple times, you'd probably be saying, man, I'll never own a house without a home warranty. But it comes down to this, Lau. Did you completely rehab the house when you bought it? Are any of the systems, which would include the roof, the AC, the dishwasher, things like that, do any of those systems have less than 5 years left on their life expectancy? If they do, I recommend a home warranty. If you do it the way we do it, where when we buy a house, we replace anything, any system that doesn't have 5 years left on its life expectancy, we replace it, put a brand new one in. So we have almost no maintenance costs. Then I would say no home warranty. Okay, let me make sure I said that right. If you didn't completely rehab the house, keep that home warranty. But if you did completely rehab the house and you wrote your lease correctly, where the tenant is responsible for the first $250 of any repair, then by all means, get rid of the home warranty. There's no reason to have a home warranty in those circumstances. But for most people who don't know what they're doing, they probably need a home warranty. So I hope that helps, Lau. Congratulations, by the way. It looks like you've got 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 doors, 17 rent properties. Congratulations on that. Let me see. There's one more paragraph here. Oh, just some kind words for the show. Thank you for the kind words, Lau. Hope that was helpful. Okay. If you've got a question for me, please email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, or just give me a buzz, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Now, here's someone saying they've got a stupid question. Before I proceed with this, there are no stupid questions. I have to bring this up. I was a health club instructor when I started investing in real estate. I've asked every question there is to ask. There's nothing you can ask me that's stupid. So if you're sitting there going, man, I want to call ask Steve a question, but I don't want to embarrass myself. It's going to be a stupid question. Call anyway. Give a fake name if you're nervous. Email and put anonymous in the subject line. I won't even use your name, but let's get that question answered, because there are so many people out there that are this close, really close to taking action on their first real estate deal, and they've got one false belief, one fear holding them back. You need to call me with that fear, that reason, that problem, anything that's keeping you from building wealth for yourself and your family with real estate. Tell me what the problem is, or the challenge, or the fear, and we'll work together and eliminate it. This one is, I see why I got this email. Lauren, your fear is if you charge the tenant $250 for every repair, they won't report repairs. That's not accurate at all. That's a very, I don't want to offend anybody. I guarantee you heard that from someone. They didn't know what they were doing. Because in that paragraph, it says, if you don't report a repair and it causes more damage, you're responsible for 100% of the repair. So if there's a water leak and they don't report it, they report it 3 days later, guess what? They're responsible for 100% of the repair. So in 30 years of using that, I have never had a tenant not report a repair. So don't let that phase you. Oh, I see what you're saying. None of your leases have that in it. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, definitely you definitely want to start using that. Definitely want to start using that. There's three or four major points. One of them in the lease is that the tenant is responsible for the first $250 of any repair on a house, and most repairs are under $150. And then the second one is $50 trip charge. If they call you with something stupid, like a clogged toilet, which you don't drive out anyway, but let's just say you don't know what you're doing and you drive out there because they called with it's a $50 trip charge. Need a light bulb, $50 trip charge. That keeps tenants from calling you and bugging you. Okay, we're coming up on the final segment of today's show. We'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Please call me with your questions right now, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, The Voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. I'm going to do an experiment today. We're going to talk about the lyrics to a song. And I'm going to call it, Were You Listening? I'm going to call this segment, Were You Listening? And it's really interesting to me because I was programmed to be financially independent at a very young age. Probably, I would say I was 17 or 18. In fact, let me see if I can find this on Wikipedia. There it is. 82. So I was 17. When I first heard the song by The Police, Synchronicity 2, with Sting. And I bought the cassette, and I kid you not, I had a little two-door Toyota pickup truck with Jensen 6x9s in it, which is a speaker, and I listened to it at full blast hundreds of times. So many times that I had to discard, throw away the original cassette and buy a second one, of which I listened to it a bunch of times. And my favorite song on the album, Synchronicity 2, was programming me to be financially independent. And I didn't even realize it because I couldn't really make out the words perfectly. I knew it was a song about, you know, a sad situation for a family. But it didn't dawn on me till recently, as I read the lyrics for the first time, that it was exactly what did it to me. And I've begun to discover other songs from that time period when I was, you know, 17 to 27 that I listened to over and over and over again that changed my life. And I didn't even realize it because it was subconscious. I was absorbing it and agreeing with it. But here, let me read just one segment of the lyrics. The opening is, it's another suburban family mourning, grandmother screaming at the wall. This is alluding to dementia and Alzheimer's. He said, "We have to shout above the din of our Rice Krispies. We can't hear anything at all." Mother chants her litany of boredom and frustration, but we know all her suicides are fake. Daddy only stares into the distance. There's only so much more that he can take. Many miles away, something crawls from the slime at the bottom of a dark Scottish lake. And then there's two more verses, both just as disturbing. So Synchronicity 2, go look it up. I suggest you read those lyrics, listen to the song to see if you didn't listen to it multiple times. But were you listening? Did you get it? It tells the story of a man who's got his corporate America job. He's treated like filth at his job. The factory belches filth into the sky. He walks through the picket lines, doesn't even think to wonder why. On his way home, he stares into the distance. He sees the light of home. His head begins to ache. And hit in between the verses, it starts off with something, I read this to you, something crawls from the slime at the bottom of a lake. Something crawls to the surface of the lake a verse later. And something is at the cottage door of a dark Scottish lake. And I don't know if I'm 100% right, but it appears to me that the guy went insane. The dark Scottish lake was his mind, and what was crawling from it was something vicious and nasty because his life just sucked. Everything about it was horrible. And I imagine because of Sting being so crazy and so blatant, this guy went home and killed his family. I heard that song over and over and over again. Can you see why I hated depending on a job for my income? Why I hated commuting to work? Why I hated everything about having a job? And that propelled me to financial independence? The interesting thing is, you heard the same song. Did it have that effect on you? Or did you kind of ignore it? Because you had to have known that was what that song was about. Because even me not being able to hear every word of it, I knew there was something in there about the horror of just the 9-to-5 lifestyle. Because it is, it's horrible. Were you listening? And what I'd like to do is hear songs from you by email. Just send me the name of the song. I'll look it up. Send me the name of the song that kind of motivated you. If you're financially independent now, or you've got that drive, not just financially independent, people who have that drive for financial independence, what song touched your life? And I'm going to give away a membership to the person who comes up with the best one. Now, this little contest is purely based on my opinion of who's the best, who hits it the home run. Email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And this Friday, I'll be giving away a membership to the person who comes up with the best song that represents the horror of that 9-to-5 lifestyle. And it can be any genre of music, country music, rock and roll, rap, anything. Just send it to me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And please go when you get home, look up the lyrics to Synchronicity 2, listen to the song on YouTube. It'll blow you away how accurate Sting was at, I bet he wasn't even 22 or 23. I guess he saw it in his parents. That's probably where he understood it from. He saw it happen to his parents or maybe other relatives. But it's amazing that at 22 or 23, he had this type of insight to that lifestyle. Okay. All right. Let's get back to the show. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me your question at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, let's go to the phone lines now. We got JT from Northwest Houston. JT, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
Hey, great. Loving your show again.
Thank you.
And it's not a bad song. It's Margaritaville, and I'm wearing my Hawaiian shirt driving around. So my life's getting better. And someone says, what do? My Monday morning's Margaritaville, having fun on the beach.
Hey, I like it.
You know, so, and fear about the other day, I caught your show the other day. I talked about fear. It says, people stay in fear, because a guy was asking me that this morning, because they just want to stay in it, and they're almost afraid to just step from it. It's just a fear, afraid to step from it, because they know it.
And it's almost like the fear has become comfortable to them.
What's that?
It's like the fear has become comfortable.
Yes, it's comfortable, and if you change something, you're going after something unknown. But that's why I listen to you, so it no longer becomes unknown.
Wow. That makes sense? Yeah, that's a really interesting thought. You get so accustomed to the pain or the fear that it's almost like a callus. You're callous to the fear. Hey, that's just the way it is. I'm not going to step outside of that fear, because that's even scarier than the fear itself. Wow, that's interesting.
Right. It's unknown. So people are afraid of the unknown, which that's where most of the cool stuff is, in the unknown, because you can change it. You can change it in the unknown. You can make it anything you want, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and then they're holding on to, as you said, and you said it well, I just want to say it again, they're holding on to what they know, because
Correct.
That gives them security. When
Correct.
There really is no such thing as security, there's only the wisdom of insecurity. And until
right.
they step into insecurity, they can't change. Oh, we got to go, JT. Man, thank you so much for the call. You have a great rest of your day.
Keep it up, man.
Thanks. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. All right. This has been the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You can email me 24/7. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Take care and enjoy the rest of your day.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.